keep on rocking this nightly spirit, darling.
And I love your show. Love it, love it, love it.
How much I enjoy your show. It will keep me alive.
Love you too, darling.
The Nightly Spirit.
Mayday, mayday. The earth is shaking. Who gonna save the babies from another bloody Sunday? I'm singing mayday, mayday. They love me or they hate me for my skin color. But you say I am your brother. The government keep lying to me.
God's Word, He changes our lives from the inside out, especially during these trying times. Our hearts, minds, and lives are transformed to become more like Him. But Today in the Word devotional provides insight and resources that help you engage in God's Word every day. Each devotional is written by faculty at Moody Bible Institute. Grow stronger in the Word by reading what it says and then applying it to your life. Request your free subscription at todayintheword.org.
Praise the name of the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Blessings, Pastor.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Blessings, sir.
God bless
you. I get my pastor.
God bless you, Evangelist. Praise the name of the Lord. We're giving God thanks one more time for another opportunity for us to be back online for our Bible class here at 7971 Kipling Avenue. I take this opportunity to greet our assistant pastor, all the elders, evangelists, missionaries, and saints, everyone in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful for our visiting friends who have taken the time out one more time just to join us. And we are trusting that the Lord will open up this great revelation to you if you haven't yet received it, and that you too will become a part of the family of God. We are going to all pray together. Feel free if you want to unmute your microphone, and let's just pray and ask the Lord for his blessings on tonight's Bible class, to lead, to direct, to open our hearts, our mind, and our spirit to receive from him. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us all pray at this time. Father, we give you thanks, Lord God Almighty, that in you we live, we move, and have our being, outside of which we are nothing. God, it is to you that we come tonight, Lord, not trusting in our own flesh, God Almighty, but we're depending solely upon you, God. You are the creator of the heaven and the earth, Lord. It is because of you why we exist. It is because of you why we have received this great salvation. And Lord, as we come before you, we don't want to gather, Lord God, in self-righteousness, in pride, Lord God Almighty, but we want to be humble before your throne. Lord Jesus, we recognize that everything is in you, Lord Jesus. And as we come, God, we're asking of you, Lord God, to touch us. We're asking of you, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah, to remove from us, God Almighty, everything that will hinder our development in you. Lord Jesus, we depend upon you tonight. Lord God, we're crying, Lord Jesus, that you'll stretch forth your hands. Lord, speak, my God, to us. Lord Jesus, touch me even tonight. God, I come before you. Lord Jesus, solely depending upon you. Give me what to say. Won't you anoint me from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet? Won't you fill me up? Lord Jesus, won't you touch my mind, my body, my spirit? Lord God, I look to you even now. Hallelujah. 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 I look to you, Jesus. I look to you in your precious name. I look to you, God. Hallelujah. Bless us tonight. We say thanks, God, for everyone in your precious name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Giving God thanks one more time. I don't know for everyone, but on the outside, I see a little bit of snow this evening. And I'm so grateful to the Lord that he has provided a place where we can still be outside of the cold and gather together to hear the word of the Lord. And his words are precious. His words are precious. I want us to look at this time from the first division of Psalm number 1, and this only has 6 verses, so the Lord being our help, we might get through this a little bit earlier tonight, but let's see what the Lord says. Psalm number 1, the first division. This is from the New Living Translation, and sometimes I will just repeat or read from the King James Version. He said, "Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. From the King James, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Blessed means it's the joy of such an individual that the psalmist speaks of. The praises of a man, the joy he experienced. The writer of the first division of Psalm wants us to understand that there is a man who is blessed, and his blessing comes from the fact that he does not follow or listens the advice of the wicked. So this man is desirous, or set out on a path to build a healthy spiritual life. And the first thing he does, he makes sure he does not listen. He does not hear or seeks advice from the wicked. He stays clear from negative influences. For a person who shares negative influences, if you find yourself with that person and you keep on listening to it, after a while, that person will deposit a seed in your spirit. And it's not before long you will find yourself that you have become just like that individual. Your spirit is compromised. And so, there's a man who is blessed, and he's blessed because he does not follow the advice of the wicked. He's blessed because he did not follow. Right? To say, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers. Since he did not follow, because he did not follow, he didn't listen to the advice of the wicked, he did not stand. So from the initial act, because he refuses the counsel of the wicked, he was not found standing with the wicked. He was not standing with the sinners. Because he rejected the counsel of the wicked, he's not standing, nor is he standing or sitting with the mockers in the seat of the scornful. Simply because he refused the counsel. Because the man who listens to the counsel of the ungodly will find himself standing in the way of the sinners. Not only standing, but he will become so compromised that he will be comfortable being seated with the scornful. Why? One initial act. Because he listens to the advice of the wicked, and it has compromised him. Psalm 32 verse 2 says, blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. That's the blessed man. The man who refuses to walk in the counsel or listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Proverbs 3 and verse 34. Let's look a little bit on the those who are in the seat of the scornful or the scoffers. In the presence of the scornful, you will not find the presence of God. The mockers, the presence of God will never be found there. There's no light in their tents. They are of another spirit. Because of that, the godly man can never join himself with the mockers. He has to separate himself because he is of another kind. He's led by the spirit. He does not walk after the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. But he walks in the spirit because he seeks to please the Lord. And so Proverbs 3 and verse 34 tells us the attitude. He said, toward the scorner, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives favor. The Lord is scornful to the scorners or the mockers, but he's to the humble, he gives favor. That's the attitude. In Proverbs 19 and verse 29, he said, condemnation is ready for scoffers and beating for the backs of fools. That's Proverbs 19 and verse 29. Verse 2 tells us that the blessed man, his delight is in the law of the Lord. He loves the word of God. He studies the word of God. He allows the word of God to make an impression on his spirit until he becomes, the word becomes a lifestyle for him. Bible said he meditates on it day and night. That's the blessed man. His attitude to the word of God is of utmost importance. He reads it. He lives in it. He meditates on it. The word becomes the guide for his life. He does not trust in his own instinct. He does not trust in his own wisdom. He depends on the wisdom that comes from the word. He depends on the counsel. Because he refuses the counsel of the wicked, he occupies himself with the counsel of the word of God. Because he knows in this counsel, in this word, I can find safety. Life would be a life well lived if I live according to the word. I will not be compromised by the counsel of the wicked. I will find myself, ensure that I become a student of the word of God. I will read it. I will practice it until the word becomes a living epistle in my life. He says he delights in it, in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. He reflects on the word of God. Because only the word brings him hope. So he meditates on it day and night. Psalm 40 and verse 8 said, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. He deposits, meditating, he reads, he thinks on it, and he instills it in his heart. He knows life's challenges, the answer to it is the word of God. So he deposits it in his heart and he waits on time, because in the future he knows he will have to draw from the reservoir to live that blessed life. Psalm 119 and verse 11. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I hide it in my heart, that I may not sin against you. He says, lead me. 119 and verse 35 of Psalm. He said, lead me in the path of your commandments. Lead me, Lord, because I delight in it. I like it. I enjoy it. Job chapter 23 and verse 12. He said, I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food. That's the word of God. That's the attitude to the word of God. Now we understand why Job could stand firm even in a moment when every single thing around him was falling apart. He said, the only thing I can stand on is the word of God. I have treasured it more than a portion of food. His law that he meditate day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. That's the blessed man. The man who refuses the counsel of the ungodly. Psalmist say they are like trees planted along the riverbank. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And he says that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. My God Almighty. Sometimes we're oftentimes seeking success using the wrong method. And we are left confused. We're left trapped in a cycle. The psalmist says that the blessed man who refuses the counsel, in other words, he has find himself in a special position, favor from the Lord, and because he recognized that in him there is everything for this life. He refuses any counsel that comes from the wicked, and he seeks his counsel from the Lord himself. He goes into the word of the Lord. He reads it. He meditates on it. The Bible said, because of that, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. We're talking about prosperity, and we're seeking success from different angles, from different means. There's only one success that we can find. It's called good success that comes from the Lord. And it comes because we heed the word of the Lord. It comes because we meditate upon his laws day and night. Refuse, reject the counsel of this world. Reject the influence of the philosophies of this world. We seek the wisdom that comes from God. And because we know that God is wisdom and there's none like him, none can give him counsel. He stands all by himself. He's the great I am, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He says, who can counsel me? Who do I take counsel from? My God Almighty. Hallelujah. He, from everlasting to everlasting, he's God. He's the Ancient of Days. By him, everything was made. My God, everything that we behold, everything that I see, my God Almighty, he made it, my God Almighty, from a simple thought. He thought about it and he spoke it into being. Out of nothing came something. My God, glorify God. He's the God of everything that we see. And because he is the God of everything, he's the God of wisdom. My God, his wisdom is sufficient for us. For his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are far beyond ours. Who is like unto our God? Success comes from him. He says, such a man, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Saints of the living God, prosperity comes from the wisdom of God. And his wisdom is found in his word. That's how he reveals himself, through his word. If we want good success, it comes from God. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with the job you have. It has nothing to do, my God Almighty, with the inheritance you have received, perhaps from your forefathers. It has everything to do with the word of the living God. That's the prized possession for Christians. That's the prized possession for those who are in the kingdom of God, the word of God, the righteous, the blessed man say, I delight in it. I love it. Your law. My God Almighty, I love it. I meditate on it day and night. It means much more to me than a portion of food. Because in it, I found success. In his season, he's going to bring forth fruit. And his leaf, none of them will wither. Whatsoever he doeth, whatsoever you touch, whatsoever the Lord will have you to do will prosper. Not if it's going to prosper. This book say it will prosper. That's the servant of the living God. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17. Let's read from verse 5 going down. There's some wisdom from the Lord here. So this is what the Lord says. Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength. Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. And turn their hearts away from the Lord. Such folks are cursed. They're under a curse. He said they are like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in barren wilderness, in an uninhabited, salty land. That's the wicked. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Why? Because they trust in mere human hands. They put their trust in the arms of flesh and turn their hearts away from the Lord. Because of that, they can't find no success. And I like to say good success, because in this world, people define success by all different, several definitions for success. This book talks about good success that comes from the Lord. He said they are like stunted shrubs in the desert. There's no hope, no future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty place. That's the wicked. He said, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Come on, you have to worship the Lord for that. You have to lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord. There's a blessing for those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. My God Almighty, it seems like everything around me is failing, but I will trust in the Lord, because I read in the word, it says, if I put my trust in him, I will never be ashamed. My God Almighty, the world will want to mock me. The world will scoff at me, but I know a God. Hallelujah. He will not leave me alone. My God Almighty, I know at the end, I will have good success. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. They can judge me by the world's systems, but in God's book, my God, according to his laws, I'm having good success. He said, they are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Those roots don't stop searching. They keep on growing, searching for their intention, or their aim is to lodge beneath the riverbank. They're going under the riverbed because they're going to be supplied water, even in times of drought. My God, that's the last place to dry up. He said the roots that reach deep into the water, such trees are not bothered. They don't worry by the heat or by long months of drought. They are not worried. They're supplied. My God Almighty. Even when, if you look on the river and it looks like it's dried up, beneath there's water. Hallelujah. There's a place for the righteous. We don't put our trust in the systems of this world. My God Almighty. Hallelujah. There's a time clock that's striking. There's a hand that's writing upon this time in which we are living. But the righteous are not worried by the news that's being broadcast. The righteous don't worry, my God Almighty, of what they may declare that's coming, because our roots are in places that the world cannot see. Our roots are found deep, my God, in the one who provides, the one who sustains, the one who keeps, and the one who satisfies. He said, in times of drought, our leaves will stay green and they never stop producing fruit. My God Almighty, when this world is confused, when everything around us is shaken, the righteous stands firm. The righteous stands tall. The righteous stands bold because they know a God, hallelujah, that took a people out of the bondage, delivered them out of Egypt. My God Almighty, and brought them through a wilderness, a desolate place. My God Almighty, hallelujah, and did not depend and the wilderness to sustain them, but provided for them according to his own will and his own purpose, brought them in a land, my God Almighty, was a land of drought, a arid place, but God himself provided sustenance, my God, raining on manna from heaven, giving them water to drink when they were thirsty. My God Almighty, that's the place of the righteous. They don't depend on the arms of flesh. They worship God. Hallelujah. Won't you lift your hands and worship him right now? Won't you lift your hands and bless him right now? My God Almighty. Hallelujah. I'm connected to him. He says, they never stop producing fruit. In his season, they produce, they bring forth fruit because they are planted on good soil, by abundant waters, that it might produce branches and bear fruit and become a noble vine. Ezekiel 17 and verse 8. Verse 4 tells us that the ungodly, they're not so. They're unlike the righteous men. Why? Wicked, they are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. There's no hope for the wicked. There's no future for the wicked. When the wind comes, the wicked is left desolate. God has a wind. God has a period, a time, and a testing. Time of judgment for the wicked. When he sends that wind, the wicked is like the chaff. It blows away. The wind carries it away. And the wicked are no more. They're scattered by the wind. Matthew 3 and verse 12 tells us, John telling us about Jesus, he said, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff, the wicked, the ungodly, the sinners, those who fail to put their trust in him, he will burn them with unquenchable fire. That's the place. There's judgment for the wicked. It's determined. Psalm 37 verse 38 tells us, but transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. There's no hope for the wicked. That's why he commands every man to repent. Commands everyone, if you want hope, put your trust in Jesus. There's no room, there's no place for the wicked. The judgment of God is determined. The wrath of God is coming. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. They have no safe place, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They can't stand. the ungodly. Jude, verse 15 tells us of Jude. Going down to 15, it tells, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all and to convict all the ungodly of their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way. That time is coming. He will convict every person of all the ungodly things they have done and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. The judgment is coming. It's determined. They will not stand. The place of the ungodly is known. Judgment is determined. When the Lord said in his words that my spirit shall not always strive with men. The only place of security is in his name. The Lamb. Jesus Christ. The one that came into this world to bear the sins of men. The one that came, my God Almighty, to give life to everyone that believe. My God, that's the place of security. That's the only way we can escape the coming judgment. The ungodly will never be able to stand. They will be condemned at the time of judgment, and sinners will have no place among the godly. God will separate the righteous from the ungodly. Just like the chaff, my God Almighty, goes one way, it's carried away by the wind. And the wheat, the grain, the prized possession is kept. The Lord will divide the sheep from the goat. The righteous from the unrighteous. The godly from sinners. Jude tells us there's a coming day. Let's hear from Malachi chapter 3 and verse 18. Let's start at verse 13. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. That's the ones who fear God. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who fear the Lord and esteem his name. God knows the righteous. He writes about them. He said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spear them as a man spears his son who serves him. Those who fear him, the godly, the righteous, those who walk in his ways, they are known of him. He said, then once more you will see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. So Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. I was reading from the ESV, the English Standard Version. Psalm 1, verse 6. For the Lord knows. He knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly. Brothers and sisters, God is watching. He's watching over us. He does not leave us. He watches. But the path of the wicked leads to destruction. There's no hope in such a path. The path of the righteous, he watches over it. Job 23 and verse 10. Job says, he knows where I am going. And when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold. He knows my way. He knows the path that I take. But when he ends up trying me, at the end, I will come out as pure gold. That's the path of the righteous. God is acquainted with that road. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Nahum 1 and verse 7. And John chapter 10 and verse 14 tells us, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. He's acquainted with the righteous. He's the good shepherd. He knows his sheep, and his sheep knows him. Verse 27 of John chapter 10 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They walk the path that I have determined for them. They follow me. The path of the righteous is where the Lord leads. The green pastures to the still waters. Hallelujah. That's the path of the righteous. And 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19 says, but God's firm foundation stands bearing the seal. The Lord knows those who are his. He knows. And he says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Those who follow him, those who are of him, will not seek the counsel of the ungodly. You won't find them standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. They don't walk with others that they don't agree with. Because two can't walk unless they agree. Lord watches over their path. Proverbs 14 and verse 12. He said, there's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. The wicked, his path and his direction in life seems right to him. And it seems right because he's ignorant of the laws of the Lord. He refuses the counsel of the Lord. It seems right because he puts his trust in the arms of flesh. And he doesn't know until suddenly judgment comes upon him. And he recognizes that his way is the path of death, to destruction. So the way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. But he loves him who pursues righteousness. Brothers and sisters, there's a challenge on us as Christians. As the world is trying to tell us we don't have to live like that. There's success that comes much more easier than what we have chosen to follow. You can have success. It's cheap. You can be prosperous. It's cheap. But the Lord says that such a way is an abomination to him. But he loves him who pursues righteousness. Proverbs 2. Verse 6, he said, the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth. For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He's a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the paths of the just and protect those who are faithful to him. The path that the righteous walks. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters? That's why we don't have to fear. The Lord guards. He watches over us. He guards the path of the righteous, the just man who lives in his faith. He trusts in God. He meditates upon the laws of the Lord day and night. And he rejects the counsel of the wicked. Doesn't matter how good it seems. He rather walk the rough road and knows he's walking with the Lord than seek an easy way in life that's going to lead him to destruction. And because he walks a road, my God Almighty, that is so rough and walking through arid places, God settles with him and he guards him. He guards him because of his integrity and he protects him along that road. My God Almighty, you wonder how you came out of such difficult experiences, things that have caused many to give up, but the Lord is with you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You wondered, my God Almighty, take a look at the children of Israel coming through, my God Almighty, hallelujah, the wilderness, my God Almighty. At times, other countries, the Moabites rejected them. Those refused even to give them a drink of water, my God Almighty. But God saw them through, my God Almighty, hallelujah. And God remembered how they treated his loved ones, my God. And the day came when the judgment was applied, my God Almighty, hallelujah. I will stick in the dry places because I know the Lord is with me. One of these days, my God, he's going to show up. I know he's guarding the path that I take. Let the mockers and the scoffers scoff at me, but I know that the Lord is watching over me. I know that the Lord is with me. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I will not fail. I will prosper in everything that I do, my God, because I put my trust in him. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 29. It says, the way of the Lord, verse 29. Let's pick up from verse 27. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Proverbs 10 and verse 27. The man who fears the Lord, he receives long life. The wicked, his years are cut short. The hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked come to nothing. We see that in the world. People live lives, ungodly lives, wicked lives, and have great plans for the future. And death shows up in an instant, taking them out. While a godly man, he seems as, according to the standards of this world, he looks as if one, as one that is not prospering, but he lives his life. He lives to the very end. My God Almighty, and his days are blessed. That's the godly man. Verse 29 says, the way of the Lord is a stronghold to those with integrity, but it destroys the wicked. A judgment comes, my God Almighty. But to those with integrity, that is the Lord. The way of the Lord is a stronghold. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. It's a stronghold, my God Almighty. We don't have to live cheap. We don't have to seek the cheap success that people talk about in this world. Live right before God. Hallelujah. Let the favor of the Lord God be upon you, my God Almighty. Delight in his law. Read his word, my God Almighty. Thank him for life. Thank him for strength. Thank him for health, my God Almighty. The wicked, my God, live in his way, my God Almighty. And everything that he stores up, he uses to seek his life, to save his own life. He loses his wealth in a moment, my God Almighty. He goes down to the grave like a fool, but my God, the righteous, hallelujah, hallelujah. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to him, my God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heaven rejoice at the way of the righteous. Come on, saints of the living God, hallelujah, because he lives his life seeking counsel from God, because he know that he is wisdom, my God Almighty, hallelujah. Won't you lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord? That's what the Lord says. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Praise the name of the Lord. Won't you just lift your hands everywhere and begin to bless him, my God. Begin to bless him, begin to thank him. There's a way that seems right to the man, my God. He walks in it and he believes it's the right way, but he doesn't see what's down the road. He doesn't see that down the road death is waiting for him. Destruction is at the end, my God. But I rather have Jesus, my God, and silver and gold. I'd rather have him, my God, than riches untold, my God. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord Jesus, my God, for the righteous lives by faith, my God Almighty, hallelujah. And his faith is going to see him through to the very end. God bless you tonight. Lift your hands and magnify the name of the Lord. We're going to go in prayer at this time. Hallelujah, and bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and magnify him. His name is holy. His name is true. His name is righteous. He's the God of the heaven and the earth, the creator of everything. In him, my God Almighty, I live, I move, and have my being. Come on, let's unmute our microphones at this time as we begin to pray to the Lord. My God Almighty, let the Spirit pray through us at this time. Hallelujah. Lifting holy hands to him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you one more time for your many mercies and your goodness. We thank you, Lord God Almighty. In you, we have found good success that comes from you, Lord. Lord God Almighty, we recognize that it is your way that leads to success. It's your counsel that gives life. My God Almighty, hallelujah. You say you came into this world to give life and that more abundantly. Lord, we bless you tonight for the life given power that you came with, God Almighty. We bless you tonight that we are part of this great family. We have received of you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you tonight, Lord. As we come before you, we pray tonight, God Almighty, hallelujah, that you will order our steps in your word, Lord God Almighty. Sit on us, Lord, govern our speech, Lord God Almighty. Speech that are pleasing to you, Lord God. Let not a foolish word be uttered from us. Our lips, God. But God Almighty, sit upon us, Lord. Lord God Almighty, we look to you from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from you, the great Lord of heaven and earth. Lord Jesus, as we gather here tonight, Lord God, just reading your word. My God, meditate on your word. Recognizing how much fruit, my God, and substance is in your word. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Strength from you.
Cling us. Cling us. Lord Jesus, for you are our everlasting portion. My God, our hope of future is wrapped up in you, Lord Jesus. My God Almighty, we dare not walk alone, stand alone, God Almighty. Hallelujah, because of the build upon this rock, our sure foundation, that in the time of testing, my God, will be able to stand. Lord God, in the time. Hallelujah. Of trouble, Lord God Almighty. We're not blown away. Lord God, we may not be washed away, but we stand up. Lord God Almighty, we look for you right now.
Glory and honor to you.
And help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah, which made heaven and earth. Lord God Almighty, my help comes from you. Lord Jesus, send your help, Lord. Lord Jesus, I refuse the counsel of the wicked. Lord God, I refuse. My God, the counsel of them. Oh God, who seek his way out. Lord Jesus, establish me. They're safe in your counsel. Establish me, Lord.
God is willing to put everything on the line. Oh God, one of your faithful. Help us to be. Oh God,
establish me, Lord. Lord God, lift me up. My God Almighty, uphold me with your free spirit. My God Almighty. God, we trust in you. Without a murmur, govern my lips, Lord. Mama Kondosia Babasia. Hallelujah. Shamamosa. Matogosia. You guard the path that I take. You know, my God, the path that I take, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your footsteps.
I thank you now for each and every one of us tonight. Oh, God, as we continue through our evening. Oh, God,
follow
your daughters and all your sons, your children. Oh, Lord of God. Remember, oh, God, Deacon Robinson, his grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. We put them before you, oh, God, tonight. Father, stretch your hands forward and touch them in that hospital right now, I pray. Oh, God, let it work in the way it should. Oh, God, my Savior, that even the doctors, oh, God, will have to wonder what miracles took place. Father, you are in control of this situation right now, Father. Oh, God, my Savior, take over right now. Visit in the name of Jesus. Remove all fear. Remove all doubt from their mind. Oh, God, my Savior, in the name of Jesus. Help us. You will strengthen them through. We thank you on tonight, oh God. Once again, Father, we leave, oh God, faith deliverance ministry in your capable hands, Father, and do as you will, mold us and shape us into what you want us to be. Let us not lean on our own self, but God, we will continue to lean and trust in you always as we move. We thank you, God. Remember those that, for whatever reason, cannot join tonight. God, my Savior, comfort, oh God, continue to follow them, oh God, my prayer. Comfort their mind, their soul, their whole, oh God, their entire being right now. Jesus Christ, some are wondering where the next bill, how it will be paid, or where the next meal will come. But God, my Savior, a miracle in the name of Jesus. You're able to do it again, and therefore, God, I know, God, that you can, you were able to do it then, and I know you can do it again, Father. Take over right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Be grateful. Let us be grateful.
Jesus.
Let us be grateful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Bless the name of the Lord. We give God thanks one more time for having brought us thus far, bringing us to the end of our service. We are praying. I pray that everyone's heart was blessed tonight and that the Lord has deposited something in our spirit that will help us along the journey that we take in this life. God bless you, everyone. Please do greet someone before you leave. And please be reminded, everyone, that the registration is open for next Sunday's service. So if you have not registered yet, remember there is a limited amount of seats available. So please register on time. And if you have registered and come into the along the way as we come closer to our service on Sunday, if for any reason you have to cancel your registration, please advise Sister Maria so we can open up that, provide that spot to someone else who is desirous of attending. So if there is any reason for you to have to change your mind in attending the service on Sunday after you have registered, please again allow Sister James to know on time if you can, so we can open that spot or make it available to someone who is desirous of attending. God bless you, everyone. Please do greet someone before you leave tonight. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Again, and please be reminded, on Friday night, God's willing, we'll be back online for our prayer meeting. We have been having some good services in our prayer meeting. Please invite someone, bring them along. Perhaps take a request from someone and just come and let's pray. Let's call on the name of the Lord. These are the times in which we have to seek the face of the Lord. We must hear from heaven if we're going to live a successful life in this life and the life to come. God bless you, everyone. Greet someone before you leave in Jesus' name.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, everyone.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless Pastor.
God bless. God bless you. God bless you.
Blessings to you, sir, and the family of God.
God bless you, Rev.
Blessings to the host of believers.
Blessings, Rev.
Praise the Lord, Pastor James and family.
God bless you, Sister Stewart.
Have a good night.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. God bless. God bless.